In rural areas of North Carolina, taking a child to the dentist might involve a day-long expedition. Without regular cleanings and exams, however, kids can get cavities and miss class time. Lisa Phillip reports on two southeastern counties bringing the dentist to where kids already are.
Up and close. There we go. So you can be in charge of that, right?
Two third graders from New Hanover County are visiting the dentist's office parked behind their school.
There you go. So you hold that in your left hand and you're in charge. So if you get too much water or toothpaste in your mouth, just put it in there and close your lips around it, okay?
The boys get to pick Netflix movies to watch during their visit. They don't seem to notice the x-ray machines or dental implements crowding the 50-foot trailer. This is the Miles of Smiles Mobile Dental Clinic. It's operated by the New Hanover and Brunswick County Health Departments. It stops at 19 schools a year to screen and treat children on Medicaid for free. The mobile unit has served nearly 5,000 children since it opened in 2006. For many, climbing aboard means their first visit to a dentist. Dr. Zachary Hunter is in his 10th year with the clinic.
Especially in Brunswick County, where it's a little more rural, you know, it's so far to go to a dentist over there because the county's so big and everything's so spread out. A lot of times, we see a lot of first-timers.
The American Dental Association recommends children see a dentist no later than their first birthday. But general dentists, let alone pediatric dentists, are few and far between in rural North Carolina. Dr. Alec Parker says that's because dental practices need a certain number of patients to stay afloat. He's director of the North Carolina Dental Society.
So if you look at where the dentists are in this state, they're mostly where the people are, which kind of makes sense.
Of course, the Charlotte area, Greensboro, Chapel Hill, Raleigh.
Dr. Jessica Lee is dean of pediatric dentistry at UNC Chapel Hill.
And then you see some kind of what I would call areas that just don't have any provider.
Three rural North Carolina counties lack any active dentists, according to the latest data. More than 20 others are served by two dentists per 10,000 residents or less. To make things more difficult, not all dentists accept Medicaid. This puts low-income families living in rural areas in a bind.
We have kids, you know, every day that drive 2-3 hours to come see us here at Chapel Hill, which is still shocks me today, you know, being on the faculty 15 years, that they would drive that far to come access care.
Getting this care matters, Lee says, even for kids who still have their baby teeth.
I can't tell you how many times we've had parents come in and said, you know, and their quote is, "I just didn't know. I didn't know that this could happen to my child. No one told me that it could happen to my child, that my three-year-old could get so many cavities and even get sick from them."
Back on the Miles of Smiles bus, hygienist Leslie Houston puts the finishing touches on a student's top teeth.
Tipping your toothbrush towards your gums so you can get all those pesky little places that the sugar bugs like to have, right?
Earlier in the morning, Houston saw a 5-year-old with two cavities, one of which was infected.
I mean, we have nurses that are waiting for us to get to the schools to take care of the kids that need work.
Fortunately, Houston says, annual visits from the dental bus seem to be helping.
So they're not in the nurse's office constantly with a toothache or a problem. So that's big.
That means kids are spending more time in the classroom learning and hopefully smiling too. Lisa Phillip, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.